Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, a Klal Mem Chetz, and we're finishing off the end of Simen Yud Tes. So the last point of the Chayodim says that there's a minig to give the benching to the person who ate milchiks. And the Chayodim said before it's appropriate to bench on with a kois. So we see this idea that we mentioned before, that this is not a binding minig, it's a preference, but it should override any halachic consideration that's not going to override that. So we mentioned before that the Mishnah Berurah says that if the you have an option of a kiddush tov to give it to the kohen, and instead you want to give it to the person who ate milchiks, that the giving it to the kohen would take precedence. So here you see the same idea, that we have these halachic considerations that the person can't bench on a kohen, and somebody else can bench on a kohen. That's going to override the consideration. So we mentioned these ideas, just want to clarify that point. I want to go back to one point which we didn't touch on totally, back in Simen Yud Ches. So the Chayyim talks about eating a dar iser. There's a machlokes whether you make a bracha on it or not, but even if you make a bracha, you're definitely not mezamen on it. So what about something which is not, the iser, which we're talking about, is not that the item is intrinsically usser, is that it's unhealthy. So if it's unhealthy, we're getting involved in the question of, there's an aveira of v'nishmartem or the nafshei sechem, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, of the person should be very, very diligent while taking care of one's health. I do want to point out that pasuk is the pshuto shomer is not referring to shmiras haguf. It's referring to shmiras hanefesh. The pasuk is a reference to the Klal Yisrael receive the Torah and they should never forget that. They're very careful not to forget that. But the Gemara does use that phrase in regards to shmiras haguf. It's not clear in the Gemara if the Gemara meant it as a real drasha, but the Rama brings it down as a real drasha. That in this pasuk when nishmartem mordan after sechem, there's a chiyuv in the Torah to take care of one's health. So arguably, if a person is eating something which is unhealthy, so there's an aveira involved in what he's doing, and if there's an aveira involved in what he's doing, maybe you should not make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on something which is an aveira. So the pasuk differentiates the following. There's a clear Gemara in brachas. The Gemara says that a person makes a bracha on something that he's nehenah from, even if it's going to something which is not healthy for the body. And the Gemara gives an example of a certain type of food which causes a person to develop intestinal worms. Now, that's not a healthy thing to have worms. Parasites in your body, not a good thing. But the Gemara says, but when you're eating it, you're making a bracha because that damage is not a life-threatening damage, number one. And number two, it doesn't happen immediately. So the person says, what about a person who is a diabetic? And he has to be very careful with his sugar balance, and he's eating something which he should not be eating, and will immediately throw his sugar balance off. So if that's something which is dangerous for him to do such a thing, he should not make a bracha on it. He's doing an aveira by eating it. And the Gemara says, in conjunction with doing an aveira, ubetzeya berech nietz Hashem, one who is betzeya, he breaks his bread, he eats bread, and berech, he makes a bracha, it's not a bracha to Hashem, it's an insult to Hashem. So the opinion of what we mentioned before, there was an opinion which says you do make a bracha on a davar iser, but we pass on that you don't. So that applies not only if the item is also, not only if the item is also because of the time, potentially, when a person's eating it, but the item is also because of the impact it's having on this specific individual, where somebody else who eats this item would make a bracha. It's totally mutter, and therefore he has a chiyuv to make a bracha, but this person, he should not make a bracha, and clearly he would not be mezamen on such a thing. But the person says something which, even though many foods that we eat are unhealthy, and maybe we're not fulfilling b'nishmartem mordan nafshei sechem in the fullest sense of the mitzvah, but that's not enough of an aveira, apparently, to preclude us from saying a bracha, and therefore we have a chiyuv to say a bracha on those things. That's, again, that's a fair shigamora, the person makes a bracha on something, even though it's kosher to, it causes this type of intestinal issue. If, however, the person is so full that he has to force himself to eat. He's forcing himself to eat beyond the level of a norm of eating. He's full. It's called achila gasa. Achila gasa is not considered eating, and the person will not make a bracha on that. The level of achila gasa is referring to the person is so full that he finds it repulsive to eat. For whatever reason, he's continuing to push himself to eat. It's not called achila. Person who could do that on Yom Kippur would not be over the serve Yom Kippur, eating Yom Kippur. It's not really called eating. And similarly, a person will not make a bracha in that situation. So that's a point of clarification I wanted to add on to Simen Yud Ches. Bez Hashem, in the following shir, we will move on to Simen Chof. Have a good day.